listener production.
Hi there, it's Rosie O'Brien. The federal government's plan to spend $1.5 billion on payments to reduce energy bills has been welcomed by many. Energy Consumers Australia CEO Lynn Gallagher telling Today the package will have the biggest impact next financial year.
You will still see gas go up a little bit next year, and you will also see electricity prices go up. But the other key part of the package is a direct reduction or credit on people's bills.
The ATO is cracking down on people believed to be using technology to dodge tax. It's been working with federal police along with authorities from the US and UK, leading to raids on 35 properties across the country. They're accused of using illegal electronic sales suppression tools or software. December is the worst time of year for road trauma, and it's been that way since 1989. Authorities are hoping 2022 is memorable for all the right reasons. Crime Stoppers spokesperson Renee Long says each motorist has a responsibility to report dangerous or suspicious behaviour.
Seeing somebody drinking and driving in a car, maybe, when things aren't tied down properly, it's really important that the person driving knows about that. And if there's anything on the road, so reporting significant hazards to the right department when you need to.
Qantas is today unveiling a new route to make it easier for Aussies to travel to South Korea. The Sydney to Seoul direct route will run four times a week. And the Wiggles have brought their big red car to Queensland, launching a new song to teach kids about electrical safety. Croatia has knocked Brazil out of the World Cup, beating the five-time champions 4-2 in a penalty shootout to reach the semi-finals for the second straight time. Argentina is also through to the semis after narrowly beating the Netherlands. Meantime, Western United's John Aloisi says he'd coach the Socceroos if given the opportunity. It comes as current coach Graham Arnold takes a break following Australia's Cup campaign. And in the A-League, Brisbane Roar and Adelaide United had a 1-1 draw.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.